All these kids, they might not have much, but they definitely have ambitions.
When I grow up, I want to be a pilot. When I grow up, I'd like to be a sister because I'd like to help more people who are in need and orphans.
I'd like to be an electrical engineer because I really love wiring. And of course, I want to supply electricity to people who cannot get it.
When you learn, in the future, we'll be having a good life.
Those are the voices of students at St. John's School in Kyberia, Africa's largest slum. The conditions of this school are unfathomable. The classrooms are pitch black and are crammed with about 50 kids in each. There is no electricity, no running water, and their chalkboard is simply paint on dirt. These children barely have access to food, let alone resources. So five kids share a writing book. The social enterprise, Nice Coffee Co., was formed to improve the conditions of this school, to help these children break the cycle of poverty in Kyberia and help them get an education to live their dreams. I spoke to Sandy Hickson, the co-founder of Nice Coffee Co., about the success of their social enterprise in creating social change. Sandy, thank you so much for joining me on my podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Michaela.
Can you tell me a bit about what your social enterprise is and what it aims to achieve?
Yeah, so Nice Coffee Co., it's a social enterprise. So we provide coffee and coffee-based products to offices originally. That's how we started. And all of our profits go back to our school project in Kyberia Slum, which is this incredible school of, I think we're 450 kids at the moment. Our goal is just to provide education to the poorest of the poor kids. Kyberia Slum's the largest slum in Africa. It's got an estimated 1 million people living in it, but no one actually knows how many people are in there. We now go into homes as well, so we provide to homes. And we're actually just about to launch a tea range.
Oh, cool. And what inspired you and your colleagues to start this social enterprise?
I grew up in Kenya. And so did Jim, my co-founder, and Nathaniel, who also works with us. He grew up in PNG. We'd all grown up with this huge contrast between living in Australia and living in a third world country. When poverty has a face, it's a lot harder to ignore. For all of us, it was something that we felt wasn't being addressed in our lives. And yeah, I guess that's what drove us.
What are the conditions like in Kyberia?
Really, it's so hard to put it into words, and I'm not going to do it justice, but I'll give it a red hot shot. Like every photo of Kyberia you'll see will be this aerial shot. It's just like a canopy of rusted corrugated iron roofs. All the corrugated iron's kind of like eye height. The alleyways are a shoulder width apart, and raw sewage is running down every single alleyway, and there's no running water, and so the water people drink is water that's contaminated with fecal matter, and there's all sorts of disease problems that come from that. And we actually kind of got to go underneath that canopy October of last year, October 2019. And you kind of step underneath, and we had to have four armed gangsters because we were going through four different gang regions, and there's just incredible gang violence there. And so we had to have these armed gangsters walk us in, and as you're walking in towards the heart of the slum where St. John's School is, you could hear gunshots going off. It's a dangerous place, and it's a sad place, but it's not a desolate place. There's an incredible sense of community. There's so much joy there, and I know I'd say there's probably more joy there than walking down the CBD of Brisbane. One of the most incredible experiences of my life was going into the slum, got through the four gang regions, and then just came into this oasis of the school, and this tiny courtyard was just like flooded with an army of 450 like smiling kids. Oh, it was just so incredible, and I think we all cried that day. It was beautiful.
So just a few months into running Nice Coffee Co., you found out some really awful news that a roof of one of the schools in Kenya had collapsed and killed seven children. 150 schools, including St. John's School, were given notice by the government that they were going to have to close down if the conditions in these schools did not improve. What would this have meant for all of those children?
There were no alternative education options provided to those kids. So thousands of kids were just put out of an education. when we went in there, the principal told us that unless we could replace all the roofs, we just needed to bulldoze the whole school down and rebuild it. I mean, we'd been in operation for a few months at this point, so it was pretty overwhelming. As soon as we got back, we started this huge campaign to save the school. So we were on the Today Show and Nine News, and we ended up raising about 25 grand and knocking down and rebuilding the whole school. But the learning conditions are still, I mean, there's still so much work to do. The classrooms are still really dark, so the kids can barely see what they're writing, just because there's just no electricity in the school yet, which is, yeah, hopefully we'll get there.
You mentioned some media coverage that Nice Coffee Co. has received. How important has this been in raising awareness about your social enterprise?
It's been incredibly important. I guess for a social enterprise, their point of difference is the story, is the narrative. And I mean, our exposure in the media has allowed us to share that story. And that means that people have become emotionally involved in our project, which is just so incredible. I still remember, so we did the Today Show. As soon as we came on, our GoFundMe just started getting flooded with these like $500, $1,000 like donations. And we were just overwhelmed that all these anonymous people, like just donating anonymously, were just buying into our story. That's come with all our media exposure. Like sharing our story is how we've grown.
It's been nearly a year and a half since you first started Nice Coffee Co. Have you had more success than you anticipated?
Much, much more successful than either Jim or I could have imagined. This was just a random side hustle that we wanted to just test the market and see how it worked. So we started out providing to just companies, and we'd provide them whole beans and a machine option as well so they can get a machine. And then COVID struck, and so we started a subscription home model. And that was quite incredible. That was kind of driven through social media. Our main focus there has been just connecting individuals with our story and with our impact.
How closely do you work with the community in Kyberia?
We manage the charity side of our social enterprise. Although that's probably not the most scalable way to run a social enterprise, it's provided this incredible autonomy, and we're on the ground and we can see what needs to happen, and then we can also connect our customers with that impact really easily because we're there on the ground, you know, and we're part of that story.
As a social enterprise, how do you encourage businesses to buy your product?
We try to provide offices and homes and people with our story and also an incredible product. Each month we'll post out a new story about one of the kids at our school and how the office's coffee drinking habits has literally changed this kid's life. I think that's kind of like at the heart of any social enterprise, is like just fulfilling basic consumer needs, like for thank you water, it's bottled water, and now it's like hand sanitizer, and for us it's just coffee. You don't have to change your consumer behavior. You can change lives just by picking up the right product.
How important is education to the students at St. John's School?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. As incredible as the Kyberia community is, these kids see education as their opportunity to get out of the slums and break the cycle of poverty.
Why do you do it, Sandy?
We all grew up in developing countries. We all lived alongside poverty. And I mean, it was just so profound coming over from Kenya to Australia and just seeing the difference in life. There's this incredible quote. I can't remember who said it, but anyway, it's the two most important times in someone's life are the day they're born and the day they find out why. And walking into that school in October last year and just seeing these kids and seeing the opportunity that they had through the school, it just gave us like a real purpose. And it sounds corny, but it was just overwhelming. We truly can make a difference in so many people's lives.
Nice Coffee Co. is an example of how social enterprises are an effective way to create social change. To find out more about this social enterprise, you can visit nicecoffeeco.org. Help support this social enterprise in breaking the cycle of poverty.
Nice Coffee Company.